This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Police and emergency crews have responded to an active shooter situation at a King Soopers in South Boulder. Police say shots were fired inside the store at around 2:30 this afternoon. CPR's Paolo Schalzada is on the scene.
Here on the intersection of Broadway and Table Mesa, there are police cars as far as the eye can see. I walked down the length of Broadway, and really there is no stop to this. I can't find an area where there aren't police. Just a couple of minutes ago, I saw some people walk, sit down next to an ambulance with blankets. I can only assume they are civilians caught inside the King Super. I'm Paolo Schalzada, CPR News.
Several people were injured, including one police officer. The extent of their injuries is unknown. David Schaefer works at a nearby Snarf Sandwiches restaurant. He says he saw people running from the back of the grocery store.
We're locked down in the back. I mean, literally, we're in the back by our sinks, staying away from the windows and doors.
Stay tuned to CPR News for the latest on this developing story. Mesa County has begun vaccinating the general public, but only as space allows. CPR's Stina Sieg explains.
The Grand Junction site is still only technically open to people in earlier phases, including those 50 and older. But Jeff Coor, executive director of Mesa County Public Health, says anyone 16 and older can add their name to a vaccine interest form. As last-minute spots become available, people on the list will be contacted.
I don't ever want us to have empty time slots during the day. Each week we do more and more. I think next week we'll probably be up to 1,800 appointments a day, and we want to make sure that they're all full.
Coor says because of this, Mesa County has avoided letting vaccines go to waste. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The CU men's basketball team plays tonight for the chance to reach the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. The Buffs face Florida State University, tip-off at 5:45. 36 degrees in Denver, it is 38 in Colorado Springs, 36 in Vail, and 52 in Grand Junction. You're listening to CPR News.